From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, July 17th. Weather-wise today, hazy, hot, and humid. We'll see a high of 92. It is going to feel more like 105 to 110 degrees across the region this afternoon. Well, summer has definitely arrived. An excessive heat warning remains in effect from 1 p.m. today until 8 p.m. on Saturday for the northern part of the listing area, basically along and north of the I-64 corridor. Heat index values up to 110 degrees are possible. Also, an excessive heat watch is in effect for the rest of us tomorrow afternoon through Sunday evening, with heat index values at 105 and higher. If you are going to be outside for any length of time, be sure and stay hydrated. Also, make sure that outdoor pets have plenty of water. It's also a good idea to check on older adults. In other news today, Illinois and the rest of the country could soon start seeing more days of extreme heat. That's according to a new report by a group of U.S. climate scientists. Daisy Contreras has more.
Illinois currently experiences at least 7 days of extreme heat per year. Those are days when the heat and humidity combine to make you feel like it's above 100 degrees Fahrenheit. But by the middle of the century, that number could rise to 40 days per year if no action is taken to reduce greenhouse emissions. Dr. Rachel Licker is with the Union of Concerned Scientists, the group who authored the report.
And so those are conditions that are really difficult to work outdoors amidst. That would really have implications for the bottom line of a lot of different enterprises, work schedules, worker safety. It would really change life as we know it in many ways.
Licker says the good news is there is time to make changes. She suggests investing in more solar and wind power while reducing carbon emissions. I'm Daisy Contreras.
Five proposals for air service at Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois are under consideration as required by the Department of Transportation. The airlines submitted proposals to begin serving the Williamson County-based facility this December. Airport manager Doug Kimmel says all the proposals are available for review on the airport's website, along with a survey so the public can vote for its preferred option.
All that information that we get, we will, no matter our recommendation to DOT, we will turn over to them as well, so that at the end of the day, when they make their selection of the airline in this process, that they have as much input from throughout our region as possible.
Kimmel says the public is allowed to vote until July 22nd, although he says that deadline may be extended. Veterans Airport of Southern Illinois has to submit its recommendation to the Department of Transportation by August 9th. Well, Illinois raised its per-gallon gasoline tax at the beginning of July, and it's already having an effect on statewide prices. AAA reports the current state average is around $3.14 per gallon and may be driving some border residents to get their fuel in other states. Gas Buddy Petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says the change came quickly.
Average prices shot up noticeably within the first 24 hours, but it took almost 48 to 72 hours for stations to fully pass along the state's 19-cent per gallon increase in gasoline tax.
DeHaan says gas prices are also rising because of the increased price of oil. Much of this, he says, is due to tensions between Iran and the West in the Persian Gulf. Well, the Illinois Board of Higher Education may soon weigh in on several proposals at SIU Carbondale, programs that administrators say are critical for the university and for the region. Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn says next month's IBHE meeting will take up plans for a new nursing program, along with a physical and occupational therapy program on the Carbondale campus.
There's critical needs in healthcare in almost all directions, professionals with the right kinds of training and background credentials. And so we're very pleased to work with Southern Illinois Health Care, a great organization, and others in making sure that we have personnel in place that can fill the needs that they have for their patients.
Dunn says, in addition, a business analytics program is also ready for consideration. He says those programs represent new areas that prospective students are eager to enroll in, so he's hopeful the IBHE will approve them. Well, weather-wise today, as we mentioned, excessive heat warning already in effect for this afternoon for the northern part of the listening area, and an excessive heat watch will go into effect tomorrow for the remainder or the rest of the listening area. Basically, the bottom line, heat index values will be anywhere from 105 to 110 degrees through the weekend, so be careful if you're out and about, stay hydrated, be sure and check on your outdoor animals and check on older adults. Otherwise, today, partly sunny, hot and humid. We'll see an actual high temperature somewhere around 92. There's also a slight chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight with an overnight low of 75. Then tomorrow, we'll do it all over again. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.